This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So we've been actually focusing on some interesting court cases here tonight. Everything so far from Sanctuary Cities to this Cody TV controversy of free streaming television channels that created an interesting court case up in Canada. So if you're just tuning in and you missed those two, you can always go and grab our podcast or our archive later on over at freetalklive.com when that's available. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, what a you know, on its face appeared to be a freedom of speech case, but was it? Well, it was about a billboard outside of one guy's business here in New Hampshire that a lot of people were offended by. Let's go first, though, to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. You know, hello, Ralph.
Yes, hello, and good evening to Wolfman, good evening to your wife, Guilty, and good evening to Chris. Now, you know, the...
why is Chris the only one you actually use a name for?
Well, you know, I am not sure what Chris is, so let's just put, you know...
Who's Wolfman? Is that you, Daryl?
Yes.
Because
I used to have the long, shaggy hair, and...
That's great. It's karaoke night with Ralph.
Yeah, that, you know, the Detroit and the Noah Fryer. Definitely.
So do you do karaoke when you're drunk? Do you get drunk, Ralph?
No, I do not get drunk. I do not. I'm a teetotaler.
Teetotaler. A teetotaler?
Inhale cigarette or imbibe a drink.
But so you're straight edge.
Yeah, going back to El Negro and, you know, the group.
You just never stop, do you? I mean, you can't talk about anything else. Here we are trying to have a conversation about, you know, inebriation,
karaoke,
stuff people can relate to, but you always want to bring it back to racism or race. Go ahead.
The racism, yeah. Well,
because you're obsessed. You know, you are obsessed with hating black people, aren't you?
I've never heard of not talk about race on a show.
You're right about that. Every call.
You know, the Detroit and the Newark riots definitely had an influence on Obama.
The
Detroit and...
Druids?
You see, I'm pretending
what are you
like
saying?
I didn't hear anything. Let me say again what I said.
What had an influence on Obama?
The Detroit and the Newark riots has an influence on Obama.
I can't make it out. I can't figure it out. You guys are all shaking your head.
I have no idea.
You don't know. I'm sorry, Ralph. We can't understand you.
Let me also say this.
Why don't you call on Skype,
age,
huh?
He comes of age in the Detroit Noah Pryor.
Detroit?
You're saying Detroit?
Okay.
Wow.
At first, I thought it was Druids. And I'm like, what? Obama
has a really thick accent.
Yeah, he does. He's very Philippines.
Detroit. Yeah.
Now, you know. He comes of age in the Detroit Noah Fryer, and
I still can't figure out the second one. Oh, fire? Something about fire? Detroit's on fire?
Newark and Detroit. Newark and Detroit.
You know that place.
And the riots that happened there 50 years ago.
So that's what you're calling about. There was the movie that just came out about the Detroit riots, right?
There's a movie about Detroit, right, but never about Newark. There's an archive full of that one, you know, that you can glean over from YouTube as far as the riots.
So what's your point? Why are you bringing this up? 50-year-old riots.
Well, you know, it definitely have an influence on Obama. Obama came of age, during those times, because what happened in Baltimore? What happened in Baltimore? Now we're talking, right? What happened in Baltimore?
Are you talking about a couple of years ago when the police threw Freddie Gray in the back of the van and gave him the nickel ride? Broken
neck. Right. That wasn't a teachable moment. You know, we never learned the lesson from that. It happened under the watch of El Capo Animal.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well...
I just can't believe we're still talking about Obama.
Thanks
here.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Get Skype. My God, it would be so much easier to understand him if he would act.
No, it wouldn't.
No,
it
would
I don't think so.
It would be.
His accent is so thick as what it is.
It would be thick.
It's nothing to do with
but
that.
But a higher resolution sound would make it easier to understand. It absolutely would. We used to have a guy call in with a super thick Scottish accent. He was a cabbie from Scotland, and he would call in, and it was so hard to understand him on the phone. And I finally got him to call in on Skype, and it was like night and day. The difference was so much easier.
Was that a result of the call quality being?
Yes, the resolution of the voice. You can hear a larger.
Ralph's voice is not terrible. The call quality of that wasn't terrible.
Yes, it is. It's a phone. If you compare a
phone, you thought that was terrible.
Phones sound terrible.
Not terrible at all.
For a phone, it's fine. Phones have a restricted range of audio that they can transmit.
I agree with you. I just don't.
You can't ever hear any
I just
bass.
Don't think it was hard to understand him because of the phone. It was.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if he got on Telegram or Skype or anything else where it upgrades the audio quality of the quality of the actual audio being transmitted. They have a new thing that they're, as I understand it, behind the scenes, the telecommunications providers are supposedly working with something called HD Voice as phone systems switch over from the legacy old twisted pair copper wires, plain old telephone system into a newer voice over IP.
Mm-hmm.
We're hopefully going to see more upgraded call quality start to happen.
Oh, that'd be great.
But right now, the phone network has to be legacy compatible, and so everybody's phone calls sound like they're on a phone, even though he's on a device that's capable of sounding so much better, which is why when you do Telegram or Skype, these audio transmission codecs are very, very good, and they just sound so much better.
Actually, the reason their call quality is usually pretty much garbage, it's I don't think it's because of the POS plain old
because the old phone specifications. Plain old telephone system.
Yeah, plain old telephone.
The old phone specifications literally just lop off certain frequency ranges that they just don't transmit.
I'm not sure about that. But I know
you can hear it. I mean, it's true.
So I know as far as the as far as cellular phones, there's dynamic. I forget what it's called, but it's basically there's this dynamic thing where it basically reduces the bandwidth, and the less bandwidth they use. Basically the worse the call is, the less bandwidth they use. So that's why the calls sound so horrible. Now it's not so much the plain old telephone system that's the problem. Is the plain old telephone system sounds reasonably decent.
Well, yeah, if you're comparing it to phones, I mean, because the plain old telephone system, I don't know. I mean, this is we're not going to go much further with this discussion because it's just my opinion versus yours. I can pull up the specifications, I'm sure, to find them for you. But the reason why everybody sounds so tinny when they're on the phone is because the old system specifications do not allow for the transmission of certain frequency ranges. The human voice, when you're listening to somebody, the human voice can only go so high. So, like, the human ear can hear up to, like, 20,000, I believe, hertz is, I believe, the maximum. Young people, teenagers and younger, tend to be able to hear, like, 20 to 22,000, mm-hmm. and then over time, as we get older, our hearing comes down, and it goes, like, below 20,000, I think, to, like, 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a certain range. So that's why, like, in what do they have that there's some sort of device that can only be heard by teenagers, basically. So if you want to scatter a bunch of young people out of an area, like the mall or something like that, you just turn this sound device on, and they can hear it, but the other customers can't.
This kind of reminds me of, like, the difference between being adequate and being like really good, right? Like, and then there's the terrible stuff, and the cellular phones are terrible.
Cellular phones can be terrible, and yeah, that has to do with.
But as far as plain old telephone lines, I don't think they're terrible.
I didn't say they were terrible.
I mean, I think they're decent. I think
you
they're
can
adequate.
Hear what they're adequate. You can understand what most people are saying.
Yeah,
but they're not great. It's not.
I wouldn't say they're
high
great,
quality.
But no,
it's not even the full range of the human voice. It's a fraction of the range of the human voice. That's what I'm trying to explain.
That might be. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a definite thing.
Well, I'm saying I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm the audio guy here, right? Work it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. All right, we're going to settle. settle the argument here. I pulled up a story about HD voice, which is the technology that I was mentioning. This is one of those things that, you know, the average person doesn't even know anything about, but we'll tell you a little bit about it coming up here. And then the court case of the controversial sign out in Manchester, New Hampshire. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl. And can we even say what was on the sign? Because I know some of
different
those
things.
Signs.
It's one of those electronic ones.
Foul language.
Yeah, there was an S word on there at one point. When it first started to make the news, he put the S word on his sign. But it's an electronic board, so he can put, you know, different things up over time. We'll tell you about that coming up here. Bitcoin.com, you go there, you get the latest about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency through their news section. Or if you're brand new to Bitcoin, you can go to Bitcoin.com to learn the basics about Bitcoin. If you don't know really what Bitcoin is, the you know, amazing decentralized cryptocurrency that it is, you can learn that over at Bitcoin.com. Get started with your first Bitcoin wallet. And I would say you want to get started sooner rather than later. Bitcoin's on a tear. Recently, it was at a new high of over $3,700 per Bitcoin today.
I was seeing 38.
Yep, it was definitely flirting with that number on some exchanges. I don't know what the high over at Bitcoin Average was, but wow, just an incredible day for Bitcoin. You can go again and learn more at Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get involved in mining Bitcoin, then just go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can get signed up there, and you don't have to worry about, like, actually knowing how to mine. You just have to know how to transfer some Bitcoin from one point to another so you can invest in some Bitcoin mining over at pool.bitcoin.com. That way you don't have to worry about upgrading and hassles of, you know, programming. You don't have to worry about settings and, you know, all the the technical aspects of doing mining. You just have to put a little bit of money in. You can easily use their calculator there to get some idea of what you could earn over at pool.bitcoin.com. And you get to choose. Do you want to mine the old Bitcoin legacy chain, or do you want to do the brand new Bitcoin Cash? It's up to you. Over at pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to your calls here in a moment. But I wanted to just share real quick the HD voice. We're putting this controversy to rest. This from Gizmodo.com. As people increasingly abandon voice calling for texting and emailing, audio quality has been a bit neglected. But Sprint's debut, and this is from 2012, so this is not brand new technology here. Sprint's debut of the HD voice compatible Evo 4G LTE signals that carriers are starting to kick the quality up a notch. The jump from your current phone to HD voice is like switching from dial-up to DSL. But what is it exactly? Well, HD voice is a wideband audio technology. Normally, calls on phones are transmitted on a limited frequency of about 300 Hz to 3.4 kHz. But HD voice is a wideband audio technology, expanding that range down to 50 Hz and all the way up to 7 kHz. Now, as I mentioned before, the human voice tends to go no higher in frequency range than around 7 kHz. So this new HD voice spec will allow basically the full range of the human voice to be heard over phone calls that support the HD voice, whereas with the old phone systems that we grew up with, plain old telephone systems, which are still the majority of what you're going to hear on a phone call today, it basically cut the human voice range in half or less. For those of you, it says here, the larger frequency range essentially means that more sound waves and speech data can be squeezed onto a single channel, with the excess information stripped out, resulting in clearer calls. And that's because now that we do have codecs for encoding information that are very efficient, you can put a very high-quality call of, as far as the frequency range that you hear, in a very small stream of data these days. Now, whether that data ends up getting passed to the other listener is another question, and that's where you were complaining about the cell phone networks dropping packets and making it so it sounds, you know, terrible when you're on a low cell phone signal.
Yeah.
But that has to do with the packets being lost and not the actual quality of the audio that should be there.
My understanding is it's actually they're They're compressing it too much, actually, and that's what's causing the problem.
Could very well be. For those of you into the nitty-gritty, the standard for wideband audio established by the International Telecommunications Union in 1988 is called G.722, achieved through a speech compression algorithm called AMRWB. This provides for extended frequency of audio calls. The speech codec was originally developed by Nokia and VoiceAge. Now, if you've ever participated in a conference call, you know how confusing it can be. It's hard to tell who's talking, background noise interrupts constantly, and statements are misunderstood or lost in the shuffle. I've definitely experienced that on conference calls before. However, wideband audio makes sound clearer and crisper. The voice of the speaker is more recognizable. Accents are more readily deciphered, which is what I was trying to explain earlier with Ralph. Superfluous noise is cut out, and it's easier to hear people talking over one another. HD voice has started to pop up on voice over IP though the emphasis is, of course, on the video side. Skype, for example, employs HD voice through an audio codec called Silk. And then it goes on to talk about Sprint's phone. But that gives you a little bit of information about what is going to be, I'm sure, a long transition from this old system to a newer, better-sounding system. So it is happening, and if you make a deliberate point of using other codecs to call people these days, like Skype, but Skype's bad because Microsoft is, you know, kind of evil and they work with the NSA. We use Skype here because it's popular, not because we support it or they're an advertiser or anything like that. But, man, I've done some Telegram calls recently, and I've been really impressed with how those sound. Frequently on Signal, I'm not so happy with the quality. There's a lot of, like, dropouts and kind of crappy connection quality with Signal calls.
But the difference between Signal and Telegram, and not to go too far afield here, is Signal is much more secure than Telegram.
Supposedly, yeah. I don't know if there's any encryption on the Telegram calls, but again, if you don't trust the Telegram company, I wouldn't use any of these methods for a secret phone call. I wouldn't trust Signal. I wouldn't trust Telegram. I wouldn't, you know, it's better than nothing. It's better than just an open call because then your cell phone company can record it. But the phone company, at the very least, if you're using Telegram or Signal, should not be able to monitor your calls. Telegram, the corporation, may be able to monitor your calls in Russia. I'm not sure what level of control they have on that.
What I meant when I said that the Signal call is more secure is Signal does not keep the metadata.
Mm.
So, you know, and they've been asked to hand over metadata before, and they're like, we got nothing other than, you know, this telephone number either does or does not have an account, but they don't keep any of the metadata.
Okay.
And that's really where a lot of the
that's like who you called when
who you called, how long was the call, when did you call, and if you have metadata on somebody for a long enough period of time, you can put together a lot clearer picture than if you have content of like 1/5 of their calls.
By the way, and just to be clear, the Telegram folks also have not turned over user data. The Russian government came after them recently and demanded information about them. They only gave them basic information about what Telegram is, essentially, and did not give them any information about their users. So, again, yes, Signal is supposedly much more secure than Telegram, but either one of those methods is not using your phone company for the audio transmission. It's using other digital methods that sort of route around all that.
And there's also
SIP, that's a lot more complicated to get set up, but there is that. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, should you wish to. You can call us there and talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Stefan is in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, guys. My local county coordinator for the Libertarian Party is a vegan, and his argument is that he thinks the non-aggression principle should apply to animals as well. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that, you know, he can believe what he wants to believe. I don't necessarily agree.
Why? Animals are cute. You don't want to hurt an animal, do you, Daryl?
I don't want to hurt an animal, and by that, I mean, like, I'm not just going to, like, run around kicking bunny rabbits and birds, but at the same time...
But if you want a delicious hamburger, there's only one way to get it.
Right, and you don't, you know, go out and flog the cow every day.
Right.
So, you know, like, you can kill an animal without hurting the animal constantly,
but
if that makes any sense.
And you can't do that with humans?
But your friend Stefan is saying that's something he would oppose. He doesn't want animals to be killed either, presumably, because that would be aggression.
I'm simply repeating what my local LP official said. That's just what I heard. Now, my opinion is, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence, you know.
Is it the electric fence?
No, it's just that, like, a part of me feels like it's wrong that we, you know, herd these animals up and then kill them and then eat them, because that is, you know, that's a very brazen thing to do, in my opinion. But at the same time, I really, really, really like bacon. So what are you going to do?
So I
have a thought on this. I don't think that a non-aggression principle really has anything to do with this. It's kind of specific. But I think there is another issue of whether or not, you know, we should be, you know, killing animals and things. And I don't know. I think it's kind of like one of the things where, yeah, it's wrong probably, but at the same time, I'm going to continue to eat my bacon.
Okay, so here's the issue I want to respond to this. The non-aggression principle is a principle that we would like to see applied between human beings, meaning that humans should agree that we should not aggress against one another, that you should be allowed to live your life how you want as long as you don't harm anybody else in the process. That's basically the non-aggression principle. The reason why it doesn't apply to animals is because they cannot reciprocate.
Right.
So the animal, if they felt like it, is going to bite you, and or they're going to, if you, you know, they may attack you. They may be small, like the cat here in the studio. He will claw you, but he's probably not going to kill you. But technically, that's aggression, right? Like, animals don't have the ability at this point. We don't have the ability to communicate with. Maybe at some point it will be possible to communicate with animals like dolphins or, you know, to some extent.
But, said Coco, and you know, like, there are some examples of certain individual, you know, animals, whether it be an orangutan or a gorilla or, you know, some other primate that learns to communicate to some extent. And, you know, I'm not going to go, you know, like, kill Coco the gorilla to make a gorilla burger. And at the same time, you know, like, there are certain animals that, you know, do have sort of, like, higher brain functions, if you will.
But sure. But does that mean they can understand concepts? I mean, if they can understand concepts,
and that's the whole thing.
I draw
the line.
If you can't understand a concept.
I draw the line at sentience.
Mm-hmm.
So I would even go one step further where you said the non-aggression principle applies to humans. I would say to sentient beings.
Okay.
Because there's always the possibility that, you know, there's something
as smart as us that
can comprehend and not act on instinct.
If it can agree, if it can say yes, we will also respect the non-aggression principle, then yeah, I would say it should be granted to them as well.
Yeah, that seems a reasonable stance.
I'm going to respond to Daryl. Daryl, you said that it wouldn't be right to go around kicking bunny rabbits, but how is kicking a bunny rabbit going to be different than shooting the bunny rabbit? The difference is that the bunny rabbit is now going to be dead instead of just being kicked. You don't think that's violent?
What? Of course it's violent.
It is violent, and I think that if you kill an animal, you should eat the animal. If you just go around randomly killing animals, then you're an absolutely horrible, despicable human being.
Right.
So you don't agree with, like, trophy hunting or anything like that?
That's correct. I do not agree with trophy hunting unless the animal is eaten.
But this has nothing to do with the principle.
I just brought up what my local coordinator had said. It seems we did diverge a little bit.
So, no, the non-aggression principle should not apply to animals, but that's not to say that people should be abusive towards animals. There's a large, you know, difference there.
You can be a jerk and still agree with the non... Like, there's a lot of people who agree with the non-aggression principle and are jerks.
I think there are a lot of people that claim to agree with the non-aggression principle that are just complete jerks.
I think there's people who actually abide by the non-aggression principle
and are complete jerks. I agree, because the non-aggression principle is not anything more than one aspect of how humans should interact with one another. People should interact with one another, you know, treat each other with respect, be kind in general, you know, hopefully be generous as well. But none of those things are covered by the non-aggression principle.
Right.
All the non-aggression principle says is don't hit somebody else, you know,
don't aggress. And you can commit an act of aggression without physically touching someone.
Yes, I understand that. Look, by sealing their
that's broad.
Stuff.
That's very broad, though.
It is very broad, but the CIA tortures people that are not actually being physically touched. So sleep deprivation to where they're playing loud music constantly.
Lights on all the
shining
time.
Lights
that's
in
violence.
Their eyes. That's
I would
aggression.
Call that violence still.
That's aggression.
I don't like the use of the word aggression, but because that can be very broad and encompass things that is not really violent. And I think what I would be talking about is violence. And I think, you know, somebody playing loud music so you can't sleep, well, one, you're kidnapped, right? You're being prevented from leaving. So that's right there an issue. And two,
well even if it's just your neighbor cranking the tunes in the middle of the night, those are still sound waves that are hitting your property
sure.
in an unwanted
is that aggression?
Manner. And you could argue that it is.
I would say that even to a certain level is violence.
If it's certainly if it's damaging your hearing, it definitely is.
I think
they
even,
must have loudspeakers.
Yeah.
That's all
I mean,
I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I mean, to a degree, right? I mean, there's degrees in everything. I mean,
right. Now, obviously, the best way to deal with a situation like that is to have a homeowner's covenant where you guys have agreed to not crank music at 3 in the morning or whatever because, you know, that's what you've agreed to, and then you've got a contract violation in that particular
or just
case.
Or discuss it with your neighbor, you know, use your reasoning power to get
sure.
them to turn
but
down the tune.
But the point is, you can be a total a-hole while, I agree with you, Chris, while respecting the non-aggression principle. And there are a lot of different ways to do that.
Yeah,
there's been plenty of them that have come here to New Hampshire. Plenty of real-life examples of a-holes who haven't violated the non-aggression principle. In fact, somebody just brought up the remember the Damon and Ashley characters that showed up here a couple years ago?
Yeah,
they
vaguely.
Yeah, they came here and just basically, you know, did the... Just were as obnoxious and rude as they could possibly be and still kind of like leaning back on the whole, well, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. You know, one of those kind of things. And
right,
we ran them out of town.
There was also, you know, like arguable trespass at a club in Manchester.
Yeah, there was something that happened out. I forget all the details about what happened there. But, yeah, these guys were not really, you know, good people at all, but they were trying to act like they were principled people. Anyway, Stefan, anything else you want to bring up tonight?
No, that's all. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the discussion, because it is an interesting discussion, the idea of, you know, animal rights. I think there are people who understandably feel very, very passionately about the issue of abusing animals, and
right.
I can understand why somebody would want to extend the same level of protections or rights to an animal
yeah,
that they care about.
This is an issue of what we should do and whether or not we should mandate it by law or regulate. And
right,
I think mandating by law or regulating ends up violating our rights.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the problem I have with it.
But then there's also the question of, well, should you even eat plants? Because plants can feel pain. There have been studies that show that plants feel pain.
You should be a breatharian then, I guess.
Just become a breatharian. But that's violating the rights of the oxygen minerals in the air or something.
Commit seppuku. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Go to the airwaves. Bring up anything you want right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you join us here right now. And don't forget to check out Chris on his website, thinkpenguin.com. Well, you don't actually get to see any of Chris there, but at least I don't think you are.
It's an about page that mentions my name, I think.
Is
that's
it?
About
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. It's a hardware website, yeah, where you can buy some
computers and stuff.
Privacy-oriented computers and yep, other related devices.
Yeah, I sell Linux hardware, basically.
And the very cool Wi-Fi routers, yeah, that are actually routers that route you all of your internet connection, yep, every device on your local area, yep, network, your LAN, all of those devices get routed over the internet through a VPN.
Right. Yep.
With this, mm-hmm, with this router, and that's been very popular because it's really affordable.
Oh yeah, it's $40 for the device itself, and then you can get a subscription for, you know, however long you want.
And then you can hook it up to a switch, right, to do non-wired or to do wired.
You can do wired or wireless. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually offer a switch with it now too, so you can
perfect.
You can add as many hardwired devices to this.
I love it. I love it. Check it out over at thinkpenguin.com. Let's go to Sarah on the line here, and then we'll get to the offensive billboard case. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. We've been hearing that the U.S. is going to do sanctions on Russia and North Korea, and they're going to do sanctions in Venezuela. Like, they're already starving. And they've always did sanctions against Cuba and Iraq. So all of these socialist communist countries, they starve them, they choke them out, and then they blame the communist system. Yeah, that was your argument. You always blamed that Venezuela was failing because of the communist system, not because of the sanctions.
So, yeah, the sanctions, look, I agree with you as far as sanctions. I think they're a terrible thing, and I don't think that sanctions should ever happen. So I'm against sanctions. But it is absolutely because of socialism is why Venezuela is an abject failure and in just devastating poverty and crime. I mean, that's absolutely the case.
And the sanctions certainly don't help things.
Yeah. And as Daryl, I think, pointed out to you last night when you called the show, Sarah, because you don't actually listen to Free Talk Live, and we let you call in anyway because, well, we're an open phone show and we've never really created a rule saying you have to listen. But because you don't actually listen to the show besides when you're on hold with the show, you have no idea that we're against sanctions. You have no idea of all
we actually talked quite a bit about how horrible sanctions are.
We have, and we've also talked quite a bit about Venezuela on this show and explained in great detail, which we're not going to go into now since you won't bother listening to the regular shows. We're not going to repeat ourselves for your benefit here. But we've done in-depth discussions about Venezuela and why things are the way they are. Now, I agree, sanctions should not be imposed. People in Venezuela should be able to trade with whoever they want around the globe. People in the U.S. should be able to trade with whoever they want around the globe, and the government should have no say on it. So, what I'd recommend you do, Sarah, is go to freetalklive.com and actually listen to the show before you actually comment on what we believe and what we don't.
You know what? But that's your opinion. I believe that the sanctions are the majority of the reasons why these communist countries fail.
Well, you are wrong. Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Look, when a country, a government, starts nationalizing industry, it is not a good sign. That's going to lead to failures because whenever the government takes over a business, the government doesn't have the ability to run that business in a way that will keep it profitable because it doesn't have the same incentives. It doesn't have the market signals that it needs to be able to make the decisions it needs to make to compete in a marketplace. So with Venezuela, and again, this has nothing to do with sanctions. With Venezuela, they've ran hundreds of businesses into the ground that they have nationalized over the years. They, of course, have forced this ridiculous exchange rate upon their people, which, of course, has just decimated the economy over there. And it's just too detailed a topic for us to even do any kind of justice in the next 5 minutes.
And let's give an example of something that the U.S. government took over. In the U.S., the Internal Revenue Service took over a brothel, the Mustang Ranch, and they were not able to make a profit. It's pretty bad.
When you can't sell sex.
When you can't sell sex.
Yeah, I mean, that sells itself, so I don't know what they did there. I don't know what kind of women they hired or how they promote. I mean, it would be interesting to hear the details on just how that went south. How that construction of that failure,
essentially. The Mustang Ranch, and it was forfeited because of some back taxes, and U.S. government took it over and wound up going out of business with it.
Well, there's some stuff you could say about that, but you can't say it all on the radio. U.S. government's brothel. Normally, we F you. Now, you can F us. If you pay the right price. All right, so Manchester, New Hampshire, story from the Union Leader. A judge has granted an injunction prohibiting Mortgage Specialists Incorporated owner Michael Gill from displaying outside his office words or images not related to his business. Superior Court Judge Amy Messer issued the ruling Tuesday, deciding in favor of the majority owner of the commercial condominium that is home to Mortgage Specialists near the South Willow Street interchange. David Goldstein, principal owner of Martin's Management Associates, said Gill's controversial messages accusing business and political leaders of corruption, drug dealing, and other crimes were affecting his business at Melody Mall, which is the property where Gill owns the Mortgage Specialist offices. Goldstein leases out the other two units in the building. Goldstein said the posts, the subject of at least two defamation lawsuits, are prohibited under the Melody Mall bylaws. Messer wrote her decision that the purchase and sale agreement under which Gill purchased the unit expressly stated that the property was subject to the condo bylaws. So basically what you have is a situation here where this guy was saying, well, this is my free speech.
on this billboard, but the condo owner says, you're under an agreement that says you can't do that.
This is actually a violation of a private contract, not necessarily government. So that's
correct.
Not as necessarily as big of a problem as if the government was coming in and saying you can't do this outside. You know, just
right. If he had his own, if he had his own property with his own billboard, then he would have had a case. And he's claiming free speech, claiming it's protected under the First Amendment. But clearly, this guy doesn't understand that the First Amendment only protects your speech on your own property
from government
and from the government and on public property.
Yes, right. And the problem is, he agreed to something outside of government, and that's
correct.
That's where the problem came in.
Messer, whose order gives Gill 72 hours to remove any words or images not related to mortgage specialist business, disagreed with Gill's assertion that stopping him from posting the messages would be harmful to the public interest. Gill has also taken his messages to social media, his former radio show, as well as blogs and his own website. Quote, indeed, given his testimony as to the issue, it appears Mr. Gill has been more than successful in apprising the public of his message through various social media platforms, wrote the judge. Gill did not immediately return a message seeking content, and the signs outside of mortgage specialists were still displaying the messages on Wednesday. So, again, he had 72 hours to take them down, which would mean that they probably should have been down sometime today. So I haven't seen an update on the story in April. But presumably, if he doesn't, he'll be in contempt of court. And
interested in is, what's the penalty for violating the contract? It should stipulate it within the contract. And if it doesn't, then...
Well, I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, how can the government impose something on you that you didn't agree to?
Well, the government is presumably just enforcing the contract at this point.
Sure,
if the contract
doesn't stipulate a penalty, then government can't.
Well, frequently the penalty would be we can cancel our terms of we can cancel the contract. Like, if you violate the contract, then bye-bye.
But then now, didn't they say they own the property as opposed to they would be forced to sell, I guess?
He might be forced to sell.
Okay.
He bought some sort of condominium where he's still under the rules of this condominium association.
Right. So he might be forced to sell.
So, let's see here. I guess in April, Superior Court Justice Tucker granted a motion allowing a developer and an auto dealer to file a $12 million lien against property owned by Gill in a defamation lawsuit that they brought against the mortgage broker. The three filed a civil suit in 2016 over statements from Gill alleging they were involved in running illegal drug and gun selling operations. Also in April, Superior Court Judge Delker granted an injunction and ordered Gill to stop accusing Manchester attorney Alex Walker of being an attempted murderer and to remove any such claims from the mortgage specialist signs. And that, of course, gets into the question of, well, do you have the right to just say anything you want about somebody else in under freedom of speech, even if that thing is false?
There might be an argument to the effect of government shouldn't be able to enforce something, a contract that is that takes away somebody's freedom of speech. That could be an issue. But
I wish we had more time to talk about it, but there it is. We'll put the link up to the story on our Facebook and Twitter for those of you who'd like to see it for yourself. And between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online. In the meantime, just head on over to freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Do the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
You
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.